You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. We thank God for another opportunity to come into your home, into your cars. We just thank God for this radio station making it possible for us to come in this morning. Oh, sit back, relax, enjoy a word of encouragement. Sit back and enjoy a word of lifting. We just thank God for you once again coming on with us, riding along with us. In your cars, just sitting along with us in your home, in a way on a Cypress audience. We just thank God for you. Listen, I want you to be of good courage. I want you to hold your head up high, because guess what? He that will come shall come. I want you to know God is working it on your behalf. I want you to know God has already brought you out. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time and an opportunity to come into the ear gates and the eye gates of your people. Now, Father, we thank you that there's a word of hope. There's a word of encouragement set today, right now, God, this hour, this minute, this second, to lift them up, to bring them through, and to bring them out of what they're in right now. God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you once again. We thank you. We thank God for you. Amen. Tuning into the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins, our first lady, only lady, elect lady, evangelist, Benita Watkins. Thank God for you. Praise our God. Amen. Our church mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. All the ones that make up the congregation, the evangelists. Amen. The prophetess, and all of you that make up this great congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Again, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Just special thanks to all of you. Praise God. We have been a minute since we've been live on the air, but I want you to know God has been good to us. God has been making ways as he normally do. That's him. He brings us out. He brings us through. Amen. Hallelujah. Special thanks to all of you. We were in our holy convocation, your services. We want to thank all you, all those that came out, every speaker that came out and spoke during the morning session and the evening session. Thank God services. Thank God for you. For you and you. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Yes, we went there and then we had other obligations going out. We thank God for bringing us back safe and sound. Praise our God. On yesterday, we thank God for the message on yesterday morning. Amen. At our home church. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, Evangelist Moses. Praise God. Brought a word. Hey, she brought a word. God is stretching us. Amen. For the work for him. Praise our God. Amen. Then, hallelujah, we had to leave out. We want to thank God for the service in Daytona yesterday. Evening, 4 o'clock, World Survivors. Amen, where Bishop Richard is the pastor. Oh, we want to thank God for that service and his celebration on yesterday. God is with us. Amen, hallelujah. I want you to know Jezebel was wrong. Amen, she was wrong. Praise our God. God still is able to do what he says he's going to do. Hold your head up high. Listen, I just want to encourage you this morning. Let's go to the Word of God right quick. Those of you that can and will, ride along with me for a few minutes. I want you to know that there is nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is believe it. All you got to do is trust him and let him have his way. Is there anything too hard for God? No. He made the heavens. He made the earth. Come on. He spoke life. Amen. And to a corpse. Amen. He spoke life. He breathed the breath of life and spoke life to him in the cups. So there is nothing that's too hard for God. You must know that the battle you're in is not yours. It is the Lord. The battle you're in, what you're facing right now, it is the Lord's. And if you hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle, come on, you'll come out every time victorious. You'll come out every time a winner You'll come out every time. Because why? Jesus, hallelujah, our Savior, Jesus, our Master, He is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and He will bring you out. Somebody said, how do I know I'm in so much? How do I know that He'll bring me out? Because the Word of God says that He'll never leave us, nor will He forsake us. And then it says He will be with us in the time of trouble. One translation said He's a very present help in the time of trouble. So if we're in facing trouble, you got to know that God, Jehovah, hallelujah, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, He is with us. He is with us. So He will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll put you in the situation. Oh my God. He'll allow you to go into the situation. But guess what? He won't allow you to go there alone. So what He does is He goes in there. Come on. With you. As He did with the Hebrew boys. And they're to the fiery furnace. Before they went in there, they said this. They said, if God don't deliver us, because you know it was decreed that if they didn't bow down and begin to worship the goat, that thing was trying to come against them. If they didn't bow down and worship, they were going to be cast into the fiery furnace. So they choose. They say, "Oh, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow. We're going to trust in God." So guess what? They didn't bow, so they went into what you call the fiery furnace. But they didn't go alone. They didn't go alone. They said, if He don't deliver us, we know He's able. So they went in knowing. So what you're saying, Apostle, I'm saying you got to know in the midst of your circumstance, your situation that you're in, that God, oh my God, Jehovah, hallelujah, God, Jehovah Shabbat, whatever your situation is, hallelujah, that He will bring you out. Not only will He bring you out, but guess what? He's going to give you the victory in the midst of it, in the midst of the storm. You still have victory. You still have peace. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like you should fold over. Sometimes it seems like you should give up. Sometimes it seems like you should give out. Come on. But guess what? The race is not given to the swift, neither the strong, but he that does what? Endure and hold out to the end, the same shall be saved. Somebody better tell God thank you right there. Oh my God. Because He is the author. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. So what you're saying, what God has allowed you to go through, He have already, hallelujah, got a plan. He already know that in the midst of what you're in, I've given them the grace. I've given them the confidence and the reassurance that they can come through this. Because why? He have orchestrated it. Oh my God. From the beginning to the end. Oh my God. Glory to God. And guess what? He know how long you're going to be in there. And guess what? And He know the minute, the second, and the hour. Somebody tell God thank you. There you go, Patricia. God, hallelujah. He will bring you out. He will deliver you. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it looks like. If you trust in God, He won't forsake you. If you trust in God, He won't leave you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because right here, excuse me. Right here in the 130 songs, David declared, hallelujah, unto thee, lift up mine eyes. Unto thee, lift up mine eyes. You got to look up unto Him while you're in the midst of the circumstances in the situation that dwelleth in the heavens. Unto thee, I lift up my eyes, he that dwelleth into heaven. He's there with you. Because guess what? He says, behold, as thy eyes of look upon the hand of thy God is with you. You look upon the hand of thy unto the hand of her master, so are my eyes waited upon the Lord. My eyes waited upon the Lord. Come on. Unto thee be merciful unto me. So when you cry and you look up to God and you acknowledge him, this is what he would do according to the word here. It says, have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are vexed full with things that come, calamity, things that would try to come to try to stop you, things that would try to paraphrase and stop you from reaching out to God. He's there with you to bring you through these circumstances. But unto thee, I don't look nowhere else. I don't search for nothing else. I look unto thee, O Lord. Why? Because he is my help. He is my peace. He is my joy in the time of sorrow. He is my hope for tomorrow. Come on. Hallelujah. We're looking unto thee. We're not looking nowhere else. According to Psalms right here, we're looking unto God. We're looking unto Jehovah Shabbat. We're looking unto Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. He is a God. He is the God of God, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Who is he? Who is this? His name is Jesus. Who is it? His name is, well, hallelujah. There are so many people saying that, oh, well, there are different things and different situations on me. I have nobody to be with me. He'll be what you need him to be in the midst of what you're in. If you need him to be a savior, he'll save you. Because according to the word of God, hallelujah, he said, if thou would confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So if you need a savior, he'll be just that. He'll save you, pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. Come on here. Put joy in your heart. Hallelujah. Put peace in your mind. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. He will do that. So if you need him to be a doctor, he will heal you. Because over in Isaiah, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. So whatever you need God to be, he will be that for you. You say, well, I'm going through the hour of bereavement. I'm going through the hour of bereavement. I don't know if I can come through this. I don't know if I can come out of this. Praise our God. We just heard the minister came on before me as I was coming to the station. And you heard him talk about, if you was tuning into the radio broadcast, you heard him talk about when Jesus came and raised Lazarus from the dead. So he is whatever you need him to be. Take him at his word. Take God at his word. Bring him back into remembrance of his word. Don't fall over. Don't faint. Don't be weary. Come on, but take him at his word. Hallelujah. He is a God that can do anything. When I say anything, anything. Is there anything too hard for God? No. He knows you. He knows you're going out. You're coming in. You're laying down. And you're early rising. He knows you. So he knows right where you at right now. Praise God. He knows where you at. Be of good courage today. Hold your head up high. Guess what? We've all, every one of us, if you're under the sound of my voice, if you're riding along on the highway, you're sitting in your house listening to the radio, he knows every one of us. Your circumstance, your situation may be different from mine. And mine may be different from yours. But there's one thing that we have in common. If we name in the name of God and we're holding on to the horns of the altar and believing, he's working every situation out. We can only handle so much. You and I can only handle so much trying to work it out. But we can't not work it outside of God. So we give it to him. According to the word of God, he said, cast all your cares upon me for what I carry. He cares for you. He cares for you. Every situation you're in right now, you may be looking at me or way of Facebook. You may be looking at me. You may be listening to me by the way of the radio. I may not be able to see you. And you may be able to see me, but I may not be able to see you. But I'm telling you, no matter where you at, he's right there with you. He's right there. He'll bring you out with a strong hand. He will deliver you. He'll shut the lion's mouth. Come on here. Yes, he did it for Daniel. Remember, Daniel was in trouble. Daniel would pray 3 times a day. Come on. But God shut the lion's mouth. Hallelujah. So whatever you're in, God will solve it. He will bring you out. Yes, he will. He delivered He delivered, praise the Lord. The songwriter said, he delivered, praise the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. He delivers. You don't have to go through that. You don't have to be alone. You're not alone. He will bring you out. He will fight for you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though the earth be removed. Oh, y'all, my goodness. Hallelujah. The same God put the earth in place. If the earth be removed, guess what? He's still God. And he's still able to do a ceiling abundant of all we think of acts. Come on. This situation that we're facing is not too hard for God. It's too hard for us, but it ain't too hard for God. Hallelujah. Because he will give you peace in the midst of the circumstance, in the midst of the situation that you're in right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? All you got to do is do what is required of us. Wait on God. Speak his word in the midst of it. Don't you know the word of God? For the word of God is quick. For the word of God is power. Hallelujah. It's sharper in any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. So all you got to do is put the word out there on that circumstance, that situation that you're on. Say what the word say about it. And God will bring you out. God will deliver you. He will heal you. Yes, he will. He will set the captive free. He's the only one I know can go behind bars and don't even need the key. Because he is the key. Oh, you better ask him. You better ask Peter. Peter was locked in jail. Come on, read your Bible. You know what he said. Read those that's been reading the Bible. He was locked in jail, sleeping between two Roman soldiers. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, but the Spirit of the Lord came in, went in and had an form of an angel and touched Peter on the shoulder. Come on here. Hallelujah. Don't you know the Bible said that when he told Peter to girdle up himself, come on, in the bands, everything, hallelujah, that they had on Peter, they fell off. Come on. He was behind bars. But the prayer of the righteous prevails much. The saints was praying. And Peter was locked in jail. But oh, hallelujah. That prayer went through the bars. That prayer went under the bars. Hallelujah. Up under the door and set Peter free. Brought him out. So if you believe God, trust God, speak his word, he'll do the same for you. He have not changed. He have not changed. Come on. There's things going on. We might change our mind, but the word of God don't change. It's the same yesterday and today forevermore. The word of God stands assured. Come on. Heaven and earth. See? Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word is going to do what? Stand forevermore. Oh, can I get a witness? Pass the word down your road. Come on. Tell somebody that Jesus lived. Tell somebody that you don't have to walk in there. Because why? I would do according to what the word said right here. Unto thee, lift up mine eyes, O Lord, that dwelleth in the heavens. He's there. He's right there with you. You're not in this by yourself. You're not going through this by yourself. He is right there with you. Why? Because his word said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He's right there with us. All you got to do is trust God. All you got to do is give it to him. All you got to do is just rest in him and wait patiently on him, because he will come. He shall come. He's able to do it. Hallelujah. I don't care what we're facing with. God bless all of you. Bless you. I want you to hold on today. I want you to come out today. I want you to be victorious today through Jesus Christ. Don't let the enemy tell you you're not going to make it. Don't let the enemy paint a picture to you that is a false illusion. It's false what he's saying, that you're not going to make it. He tried to do the opposite of what God is saying. He tells you you're not going to make it. And the word tells us that we're overcomers. Come on. Even now, this is the victory that we have. That he had to overcome. He already overcome the world. So guess what? He's in us and with us, and he's going to see us through. So that makes us overcomers. You are an overcomer today. I'm going to say it again. You are an overcomer. You say, Apostle, I can't be an overcomer going through all of this. Yes, you are already out and don't realize that you're out. Because anytime you're in a situation and God is still with you and he's not going to leave you nor forsake you, guess what? He've already brought you out. The fight is fixed. The fight is fixed. That's why he said you need not to fight in this battle. It's fixed. All I need you to do is walk through this with me. Because I already took the heat out the fire. I already took away the trials in this trial. I already took away the heat. All I need you to do is walk through this and let the enemy know that you have the victory and you're not going to bow to what he's trying to do. Some things God is allowing happen to prove to us that we don't need, he don't need, he need us to prove to him that we're going to hold out. He don't need it because his strike record is who he say he is. If you look back in the patriarchs of the Word of God, in the old patriarchs of the Word of God, the original patriarchs, if you look back and you read the track records, how God brought them out, how God delivered them. Come on, let's go get some witnesses right quick before my time get up. Look at the perfect example. The children of Israel. Remember when they was up under Pharaoh? Remember? Hallelujah, hard taskmaster. And remember how they prayed and God sent Moses? Come on. He sent Moses down to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to do what? Let my people go. Come on. And remember how Moses went down and he delivered the word, what the Lord had said. He said, well, what should I say? Tell them I am that I am. Oh my God, that's for somebody right there. He is who he is in the midst of your circumstance, your situation. Who is he? Whatever you need him to be in at this time. He said, tell him I am that I am. And he brought the children of Israel often up under the hand of Pharaoh. He brought them out. He led them out. He kept them. Come on, you know the story. He kept them in the wilderness. Come on. Yes. A cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Come on. How in the world? How in the world? Can you imagine that the cloud was so bright during the daytime? And then when it got like night, can you imagine the pillar of fire? Just not, oh my God, it didn't even burn them up. It just lit up the way so they can see. Y'all better hear me in here. I'm telling you, you may be in a dark situation in your life right now, but there's light in the midst of it. He's leading you out. He's bringing you out. Come on. Hallelujah. He brought them out. They didn't go out there to die. They thought it was going to die, but God brought them out. So what are you saying? I need you to trust God. Because guess what? Unto thee, O Lord, I lift my eyes up to not nobody else. My time is getting close here, but I want you to know in the midst of this, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Just hold on, because guess what? It ain't long as it has been. You got the victory in every circumstance, situation that you're facing. Why? Because Jesus is there. 2 minutes left. And even in these 2 minutes, you say, Apostle, I'm just tuning in. I just turned on the radio. I didn't quite get all the message. But I'm telling you, in these 2 minutes, if you keep your eyes upon the prize, which is Jesus Christ, you are a winner. You will come out victorious every time. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, again, you shall reap if you faint not. Hold out. Hold on. Because the race is not given to the swift, neither the strong. Guess what? To the one that endureth to the end, and the saints shall be saved. To the end. Stick it out to the end. Don't faint in the middle. Get to the end. Because you know what? A runner in a race never gives up until he get to the end. It may be tiresome, It may feel like you're about to quit 1 minute, but if you hold out and get across the finishing line, you can make it today. Hold your head up high. Listen, until Friday, same station. Same station. What is it? WWBC 15T. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.
Come on, put your hand together like this.